Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Well, I'm excited too. Yes, this is Radio Free Bongo, and I am your host, Bongo Johnny, alive. And welcome to Volume 36. Tonight, we're going to take a look at that place across the tracks. You know, the bad side of town, where the black sheep come from. But during the 60s, it became fashionable to be from that crowd, from the wrong side of town. So tonight, we're going to start out with some songs that underline that theme. Here's to the underdogs.
They say Thank you. wakes up in the morning, and he goes to work at nine, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time, 'cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade, and she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. But he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his Amstrad smells the best, and he hopes to grab his father's boot and make the passes on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a soft guitar, and he goes to the regatta, he adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matter of all these snakes, 'cause he's out so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
Thank you.
our last set began on the wrong side of town with John D. Loudermilk from 1960 doing Tobacco Road. I believe that was the original version, later done by the Nashville Teens and much later by Bill Wyman's band, the Rhythm Teens. And that was followed by Ragdoll from 1964 by the Four Seasons and their lead singer from New Jersey, Francis Castelluccio, better known as Frankie Valli. And you'll notice in that song that Frankie uses his famous falsetto voice. Of course, now at Frankie's age, he's probably using his falsetto teeth. Marx Brothers, 1933. We then heard the Yardbirds from their 1965 album, For Your Love, with My Girl Sloopy, which you'll notice was later done by the McCoys as Hang On Sloopy. The Kinks gave us Well-Respected Man, also from 1965. And we finished it up with Manfred Mann, Semi-Detached Suburban Mr. James. That was done in 1966. Well, of course, we wanted to remind you that we're still out there on the web. Our website, that is, Radio Free Bongo. And that can be found at radiofreebongo.tripod.com. A lot of interesting things on there, including set lists from everything we've done since we started over a year ago. So why don't you go check that out. You'll also find on there links to the very well-done podcast of Old Leadfoots called Radio Circus. You can access it from that page as well. When you go to radiocircus.net, you will also notice that we have the Randy Bone Archives show, which are his old shows from several years ago, and WFHB. I've had a chance to go back to listen to those, and some of them are quite excellent. Very interesting listening. Check it out if you can. Oh, and thanks, Randy Bone, for hosting show number 34 for me a few weeks ago. Nice of you to sit in, and I like the job you did, and thanks again for that. Well, we're going to get back to the music now, and we're going to continue that theme of that bad side of town just a little bit longer. So here we go.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Old man took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, we'll have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Sturdy old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. My daddy in bed at 5.
pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
Thank you. head now, baby, then you know why. Well, I love you, man, 'cause you know it's free. Well, not free, little devil. Shout, just give them 50 years and they might work it out. Hey, yeah. Well, I got a having a good time. Gonna let it all hang out. Wire!
Set the Rolling Stones from their 1965 album Out of Our Heads with Play With Fire. That was followed by The Animals from their 1965 album Animal Tracks with We Gotta Get Out of This Place. Then we heard Sweet Wine from the Cream, Fresh Cream album, 1966. We went on to 10 years after Sugar the Road from the 1970 Cricklewood Green album, and we finished up with former King Crimson member Adrian Belew and his daughter Audie doing Oh Daddy from their 1989 album Mr. Musichead. Now we'll get back to the music. going to hear about some women who really get us warmed up.
Jesus. cup. Woo, 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 I'm on fire. Turning a bowl on. I'm a flame from all of her charm. Oh, little firebug, can't you see? Can't you see what you're doing to me? You got me burning up like a paper cup. I'm on fire. I like a toast to eat. Help me, Mr. Fireman, please. It's burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. The girls, that's my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. I'm on fire. Ship on a stormy sea. And when I hear the same, I'm gonna love you every minute of each day. I start to roast just like toast to eat. Let Mr. Fireman please. You know I'm burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. That little girl sets my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. Ooh, 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 I'm on fire.
Cast your mind back 10 years to the girl who was next to me in school. If I put my hand upon her leg, she'd hit me.
Saturday.
And that was Bob Dylan performing with the band on This Wheel's on Fire. That was actually from the band's album, music from Big Pink, back in 1968. Before that, we heard The Move, also from 1968, with Fire Brigade. Before that, we had Jerry Lee Lewis, The Killer, with his 1964 hit, I'm on Fire. That was preceded by The Beatles, She's a Woman, from 1964, and as far as I'm concerned, one of the first punk songs ever done, if you catch that choppy rhythm. Sounds like the old 80s punk music to me. And we started off the set with The Yardbirds, again, back from their 1965 album, For Your Love, with A Certain Girl. Well, it's time to go again. But before we do, we're going to give you one more song with some fire to it. This is an interesting one. This one goes back to 1971, and it's by Deep Purple. And the song is called Smoke on the Water, and it's actually taken after a real-life event on December 4th of 1971 at a Frank Zappa and the Mothers concert that was being held at the Montreux Gambling Casino on Lake Geneva in Switzerland. Some Momo in the audience fired a flare gun into the ceiling and started quite a fire. Burned the place down, and fortunately nobody was hurt or killed, but it did cause quite a mess. And it is said that Deep Purple's bassist, Roger Glover, who was on the other side of the lake getting ready for a recording session, and watched the conflagration and the smoke rolling across Lake Geneva, and thus the name Smoke on the Water. And they say American rock fans are crazy. Here it is from 1971, Smoke on the Water. Take care, all, and we'll see you next time.